Hi, everybody, and hope this one finds you well. I'm sitting here and the rain is pouring down outside as we approach the end of June. It must be all the global warming, I guess, that has it cold and wet outside. But inside, it's warm and it's just you and me. And we're going to have a chat about the Rochdale grooming gang and the fate of those behind it. So hope you'll enjoy this one. If you do remember, at the end of it, take a second, please hit the like button or the heart button. And if you enjoy all the work we put out for you here, please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below, or go to DonorBox, link below as well. Okay, so what I'm going to talk to you about is why I really despise the legal class, the parasite legal class. Here's the headline: Rochdale grooming gang. It's wrong to deport members, a tribunal has been told. A ringleader of a grooming gang has avoided being deported, so it would therefore be wrong to deport two other gang members, a tribunal has heard. Well, it's fair enough logic, that, actually, but he shouldn't have avoided being deported. Abdul Aziz, Adil Khan, and Kari Rauf were amongst nine gang members jailed in 2012 for a catalogue of child sex offences in Rochdale. Now, the first of these, Aziz, known as the master by the gang, so presumably he was the guy calling the shots, has previously been told he will not be deported by the Home Office. Khan and Roth claim deportation would interfere with their human rights. Exactly. This would interfere with their human right to commit child sex offences. How dare they deport them and thus make them suffer in this egregious fashion? The tribunal has heard that all three were liable to be deprived of UK citizenship and deported, as they also held Pakistani nationality. Oh, right. So dual nationalities, yeah, but we can't deport them to Pakistan. No. Back then, Theresa May, oh, this is awful, folks. I remember this, actually. Back when this was being considered back in 2012, the then Home Secretary, Theresa May, ruled it would not be conducive to the public good to deport these monsters. What she meant was, and it's important that I spell this one out, and you know what I'm going to say, what she meant was, we're going to get riots if we start deporting dual nationalities to Pakistan, where they have been convicted by British courts of serial child sex abuse. That's what she meant. All right, so some people might riot then. Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. So we need to keep them here, yeah, where they could commit more such crimes. Well, let's not talk about that. Now, since being released from jail, oh, they're out of jail, by the way, now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The kids, they'll suffer for the rest of their lives. But these monsters, this gang, now these three are out of jail. They've fought a long legal battle against deportation, mounting multiple legal challenges and appeals spanning several years. Wonder where they got the money from that, to do that. And anybody listening to this knows that legal representation is extremely expensive in this country, especially if you're doing it at this level. So how is this being done? Well, it's being done because there's activist lawyers out there who will very happily take legal aid from the legal aid budget, and they will provide these people with the service of keeping child groomers in the UK. Now, it emerged at the Immigration Tribunal hearing held in London that Aziz had already been told he won't be stripped of his UK citizenship and he won't be deported. And Aziz had renounced his Pakistani citizenship back in 2018, 6 years after he was jailed. But just days before the Court of Appeal ruled he could be deprived of his UK citizenship. So I guess Ralph and Khan, they've only renounced their Pakistani citizenship in September. So the game seems to be, if you're dual citizenship, you know, Pakistani and UK, and we shouldn't allow anyone to have dual citizenship, by the way. No one should be given that. But the game seems to be, well, if you've got that, so you can flip back and forth between Pakistan and the UK, and you get into a bit of a mess, drop the Pakistani citizenship, and all you're left with is your UK citizenship, and that's all you get, then the UK government can't deprive you of the only citizenship that you've got. That seems to be the game that's being played here. Now, this is disgusting stuff. It's worth pointing out that Aziz himself, the master of this gang, was jailed for 9 years in 2012. Not enough. That's not enough. He should have been put away for life. For conspiracy to engage in sexual activity with a child by penetrative sex and trafficking for sexual exploitation a 15-year-old girl. He took his victim to flats in Rochdale, where the young girl was plied with vodka and drugs and coerced into sex with gangs of men. Appalling, appalling stuff. Imagine if that was your 15-year-old daughter. Ralph, a father of five. I mean, imagine a father of five indulging in all of this. He trafficked a 15-year-old girl for sex, driving her to secluded areas to have sex with her in his taxi and ferry her to a flat in Rochdale, where then she had sex with other people. Khan, the other one, and this the other miscreant here, he got a 13-year-old girl pregnant, but denied he was the father, then met another girl who was 15 and trafficked her to others using violence when she complained. This is the problem. You see the problem here, don't you? I mean, these individuals, frankly, have no place in our country. They should have been deported back in 2012. The fact they're still here is staggering. And again, just like the government has no will to deport, to stop the illegal migrants coming across the channel, they've got no intention of dealing with these migrant grooming gangs. You know, it's only because of the work of people like Tommy Robinson and others who bring this to the public attention that the government even has to dirty its hands on these issues. And meanwhile, the legal beavers are out there doing their best to make sure that all of these groomers get to stay in the UK, which, whether you like it or not, sends the signal, the clear, unmistakable signal, that child grooming in the UK by these grooming gangs is pretty much okay. You're going to be unlucky if you get caught. And if you do get caught, don't worry about it. You're not going to be deported. We'll make sure that we take care of you. That's the disgusting country that we have become. Thank you so much for listening.